Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening. Welcome, everyone, to the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO. I am a writer, an independent published author of 3 erotic books, a yearly erotic calendar, the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist, and an inspirational and empowerment speaker. In the LSO collection, you will find books. You will find books, a yearly erotic calendar. Don't worry about the dates on the calendar. That's really a decoy. It's all about the stories, the poetry, and the images, playing cards, and amongst other products. LSO has the creative diversity that makes you want to try everything she says, so don't be afraid to be addicted and like it. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words when you are tongue-tied, and she has the right scene set for you to enjoy. Recipes ready through well-seasoned words to add spice to your life. You can make each poem or story your own and tantalize your fantasies. Make them a reality. You deserve it. Get an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate, hitting all the right spots. Erotica worth trying and enjoying. Erotica worth trying and enjoying, the words that are designed to magnetize your inner character, creating the, creating the escape you long for to places for pleasure beyond your imagination, offering peace in the moment for you to enjoy. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words, speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. Happy last day of April 2021. I hope you had an amazing weekend and you enjoyed your weekend. And better yet, I hope you enjoyed your today, as this is the last Monday. You will never see this day again. Actually, every time that goes by, you will never see it again. Once it's gone, that's it. These are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be necessary. This evening's topic, random and warranted. Shine some light on it. Well, y'all know how we do, here on the LSO Treat Show. We have the co-host, Miss Kay Shepherd. Miss Kay Shepherd, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Hey! Hey, Miss Kay.
What up, LSO?
How are you? Y'all know she's a Reiki master, right? She's an author as well, self-love coach, domestic violence awareness specialist. Those are just some of the hats she wear. You know, she flip back and forth depending on the circumstance, how it goes. But tonight we're going to show out as we usually do, because that's what we do here on the LSO Treat Show. We have a joyous conversation with each of you. And we also, we usually bump heads, and that's what make it the greatest, because we bump heads. We are not yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I mean, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. We're like, no, that's your opinion, and that's where it is.
I don't think
and that's
we
what
bump
makes
heads,
this
though.
Show. It's not that we bump heads. We have a difference in opinions.
Exactly.
And
because we
that's
live
what makes it beautiful. Right.
Right. We've lived different experiences.
So, you know,
so
someone, you can't make
tomato,
someone have
and
your
I live
belief.
Tomato. Right.
But you
live tomato, and I live tomato.
But you put it on a hamburger, and it takes a good of a lot of.
But it's not to say that either one is wrong.
Right.
It's not to say that either one is wrong. It's just we live two different spectrums.
Right.
And
then
sometimes
don't make
we
either
meet
of us
perfectly.
Wrong
exactly. And sometimes we meet perfectly in the middle.
Yes. Yes. And yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, excuse me. I have the hiccups. I think I'm growing. Excuse me. If it is, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's my breasts. They're going to get bigger. It's going to be boop, boop, boop.
Well, set
or maybe it's my hair. My
tonight.
Hair is growing. Hi.
Set the attention. Set the attention for tonight.
No, no.
Bigger
no,
boobs.
No, no, that's okay. No. 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 I don't. I'm good with. I'm good with my little girls because. You know, I can go braless. I'm good. Bras are expensive.
See?
Do you know how much money I save?
I wish.
But anyway.
I wish.
Yeah, well.
I just wish I could.
I wish upon a star.
Yeah, that
oh, that's one of my things
ago.
Up on the questions.
Oh, you
right.
Singing Rolls Royce?
You know, I look at something. Just singing.
To follow
well, tonight,
where you are.
Don't try to show
come
me out.
Now.
Do not try
just
to show me out.
To follow what it means.
Okay, I know you feel.
Okay,
I know you feel my face. I know you feel the energy in my face looking at you like, really, this is what we're doing? This is what we're doing? Well, you know, this evening, you know, like I said, the topic is random and warranted. Shine some light on it. And you just told me that tonight is a pink
moon.
So what a perfect
pink
way
moon.
to add this to tonight's show. Because I didn't know
right.
that. So, you
it's
know, these are just
moon.
Random questions,
is,
but we need these answers.
Okay, but it's a
now
pink
go
moon.
Ahead and explain
it's
to
a
it.
Pink moon. It's a pink moon, which means, and it's a full moon. We had a full moon last night, but we're having a full moon. We're moving into another stage. We're moving into Taurus. So this is the night to set your intentions. This is the night to shed all your past concerns and fears. This is the time to look forward and command that what you're looking forward to is going to come and it's going to manifest. So this is a very powerful moon to, you know, speak your intentions to.
And it's interesting, before we got on, I had shared something with Ms. K. Maybe I'll share it with you all later, and that's what brought it to the attention of her telling me that it's going to be a pink full moon. And I know yesterday, as I was sitting waiting for parking, I looked up and I saw the moon was full, and I took a picture, mm-hmm. picture of it, but I didn't know tonight was going to be a full moon as well. So that could be why my body is just going really, really crazy. Maybe I'll share with y'all later on, but Ms. K, on our first commercial break, remind me, I'll share how crazy my body has been.
Because it's probably your cycle time. And that's part of it. Probably your cycle
I don't
time.
Know when the last I saw that, so it ain't that.
No,
but
just because you
going,
ain't see it don't mean your body ain't going through it.
Oh, well, it better stop because I'm
there's a lot of menopausal babies out there. Mamas,
oh, here we go.
Didn't have a cycle, and
see you making me
voila,
put some
baby.
Vaseline. You make me put some Vaseline on my lips. See how you start? Oh damn, I don't have no water. I drank all my water, and I didn't bring a bottle of water with me. Damn it!
Oh no.
Okay, commercial break. I'll get up and get my water. But anyway,
that's right. Get your water.
Yes. The first question for this evening is. If you were to create a song about yourself, what would be the title and why. We had a young lady put Unbreakable because that's what I am. It is interesting. Hmm. A lot of people didn't answer that particular question. So, Ms. K, if you were to create a song about yourself, what would it be and why?
Ooh. Oh. That's a deep question.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Ooh. Okay. Damn. Okay, I got to think about that one.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what my song.
So go ahead, you tell me.
LSO, if you were to create a song about yourself, what would the title be and why?
Yeah,
well,
it would be a song about
yes.
That's what it's called.
Well,
third
I will
person.
Title my song, I Am Me. And why would I title it I Am Me? Because I am unique. There will be none other who can even come close to being who I am and or have gone through what I have gone through and still landed face up or still landed still standing. So I like I Am Me.
Ooh.
So, Ms. K, did you think about it in just that short amount of time?
Yes. Yes. Mine would be, I embrace me in totality.
Oh. And why is that?
Because a lot of times we don't accept ourselves. We don't accept the good parts of ourselves and the bad parts of ourselves and the parts that are indifferent. And the parts that are moving and can be changed and can't be changed. So I embrace every part of me. That way I'm always in constant state of change.
Okay. I was going to sing my song, but no. Maybe once we get to another question, maybe I can see how I can do. Who knows? Because, you know, my vocals may be just for speaking tonight and not singing. Next question. What is a valuable lesson you have learned? Well, we had a young lady put, stop looking out for everyone else before yourself. Another young lady, the life gives you sorrows. It's up to you to create your joys. Another young lady, learn to know, K-N-O-W, who to know, N-O. I was like, wow, that's such a powerful statement, meaning learn to know when to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Another young lady, that you can bounce back from anything. You sure can. Don't, you know, just because you got knocked down don't mean you have to stay down. Another young lady, life is definitely worth living. It sure is. Every day, live your life, live in the moment, enjoy it. A gentleman, don't fry bacon in the nude. You are absolutely correct. Especially if that grease is hot. Needless to say, fish or chicken, don't do that either. Another young lady, loving me for who I am, period. And she capitalized, and then she put, loving me for who I am, believe in yourself. A gentleman put, for as much as I know, I'm smart enough to know that I still don't know shit, so stay humble. Listen, when you humble yourself, so much can become unto you. Another gentleman, he put, that love is undefeated. It truly can be. Another young lady, how to make money work. Exactly. Ask my mom. I still swear my mom had a money tree in her bedroom. I don't know where it was, and I didn't find it when she passed, but I know it was there. Another young lady, to never under, and she capitalized under, estimate people no matter who they are. A gentleman put, stop telling family and friends what goes on in your relationship. You and your significant other will end up working through your problems, but family and friends won't let it go. Won't let go of what you told them. It's horrible for your relationship. That right there is so true. I mean, it has its good and bad things. the good thing is, you know, you have people who ride with you and stand firm with you. But then when you go back and when you go back, you forgive the person or you move on from the situation, your family and friends usually don't do that. They don't forget and move on with you as well. They stay right there in that motion of what you told them and when you wasn't happy. Unfortunately, that's how it is. But, you know, just be mindful. Just be mindful of, you know, what you share and what you don't share, because, you know, they still live in the past and what happened, and y'all are moved on, happy and doing everything else. So just be mindful. The next question is, what is one thing that you will never do again?
Mm.
Well, in the group, young lady, she put my baby daddy, but I'm serious.
Yeah.
She put laughing emojis. She put, but I'm serious. But even still, she loved both of her children, and they are her world. But I'm sure if she had to choose a different baby daddy, I'm sure she would choose someone else if she can get the same kids that she currently have. Another young lady, she put, compromise my boundaries and self-respect for anyone or anything. And another young lady said, yeah, me too. Couldn't have said it better myself. Miss Kane, what's one thing you will never do again? I mean, I have quite a few, so I had to limit it down to, like, one thing.
Me too. Giving my power away.
That right there.
Yeah, because see,
and
right there, because you know, because it don't even matter who, what, where, why, or how. Like, I could always say I'll never want my dad, my baby daddy. It doesn't mean I wouldn't meet another version of him. But I know in those situations with my son, well, I gave my power away, and I should not have.
Well, in
so,
that moment.
Across the board.
You probably don't even know that you was even giving it away until after, and you reflect back, and then that's when you realize.
Right. Exactly. But now, knowing who I am now and knowing the circumstances that have transpired, I would never allow myself to even get involved in any kind of relationship like those. Because, so vibrationally, well, let me just speak on vibration. Vibrationally, I was attracting, well, it's not that. You're going to attract everything. So it doesn't matter. Like your vibration. You could vibrate very high, you could vibrate very low. You're going to still attract, but it's what you entertain that becomes the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn to stop not entertaining low-hanging fruit. You know, low-hanging fruit. The dudes that really don't like women, you know, they like how women make them feel, but they really don't like women. You know, the dudes that don't have ambition, they're not trying to be self-reliant. They're not really trying to step into manhood. They just want somebody to be their mom. The dudes that are just chronic cheaters and liars and, you know, the very poor character traits. So those are the low-hanging fruits. So I realized I had to do work on me so that I wouldn't entertain that type of person, because that's not what I wanted in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn through those experiences not to give my power away by entertaining low-hanging fruit.
But see, it's interesting because at the time that you're in the situation, you didn't know that you were giving away your power. And people, especially women, we just hand out our power like, you know, it's the free lottery ticket. Is a possibility you're going to win. Or if you don't win the whole lotto, at least you're going to get the Powerball number or you're going to get the mega number. instead of cherishing ourselves and making it right for ourselves. Because, you know, we tend to look beyond everything else. We look beyond the scope of what's actually happening right in front of us to try to say that maybe this would be better, or maybe this would be if I do this, as opposed to looking at it for face value and what it actually is. And in that,
you know what,
in
that
moment,
a lot of,
in that light, you're giving away your power.
But not to cut you off. You know what it does? It has a lot to do with growth. It has a lot to do with your self-worth. When you realize what you're worth, then you can set standards and you can set boundaries. But if you don't have self-worth in place, you don't even realize you don't have self-worth. You don't even realize you don't have boundaries. You don't even realize you don't have standards. You know.
Well,
because
maybe in their brain, they may think they do, but it's not actually substantial that they actually have it. So because people stand on falseness, that's not a word, but it will be for tonight. People stand strong and wrong in something of what they believe to be true, or something that's fictitious, they made it up and only they know about it. So to them, they're standing in their worth. They're believing in themselves. This is who they are. And others on the outside looking in is like, nah, that's not what that is. You need to get it right, because that's not it. And they standing strong and wrong in their non-worthiness. But until they know better, I know, I'm just making it worse tonight, until they know better or it's brought to their attention where they can actually see that, oh, maybe this isn't what it was, and I'm not doing X, Y, and Z.
Right.
But
you know what's interesting?
No, go ahead. I've got to finish.
I'm sorry. Because what's interesting about this is that a lot of times people don't know what it – okay. I know we touched base on this before, so I'm going to make it really brief, so I know you got to go to the next question. But get their worth from their dad. Your dad is supposed to teach you self-worth. And how does he do that? He prepares you for the minute you're going to come in contact with when you become older. So he's supposed to take you out. He's supposed to show you what it is it's like to be treated as a young woman, you know, open up doors for you, buy you gifts and things of that nature. He's supposed to set you up in your worth. But when you don't have a father to do that, what happens is you kind of have to play it by ear, especially if you don't have other men in your life to teach you what it is to have self-worth. The analogy I use is having a mansion. And I ask people, like, if you have a mansion, what type of security system would you have in it? And people will tell you they would have dogs, chains, planes, cameras, lasers, dogs. But then when you ask them, like, okay, so what do you do to protect yourself? They can't answer, because they would put more emphasis on protecting an inanimate object than they would on protecting themselves.
Well, a lot of times it's because they don't know how, and or they're learning constantly. So what they do to protect themselves today may not be the same thing that they're going to do as far as protection for tomorrow or the day after. So they're protecting themselves in the now, in the moment. And then, you know, every day changes and they move forth as such.
Right.
Now,
well,
I mean,
you know,
not saying it's
right
or wrong,
right.
But it works for them.
But, well, wait, you know when you didn't get it wrong when you met Larry, Donald, Harry, and it's the same dude with different faces and different names, but they have the same personality traits. That means you didn't learn the lesson.
But they don't see that until after the fact, because according to them in that moment, Larry is truly Larry. Larry is not a replica or of John until Larry show a trait or bring it to the surface. And then it's like, oh, that's John in Larry's shoes. So you may not see it immediately. And a lot of time people send their representative too. So what they, when they send in a representative, they send in a representative based on what it is you said you want and like or need. So that's what, that's what the representative is going to show up as. Until, you know, you start catching feelings and start doing things, and then you realize, whoa, this is not Larry. Can you tell me your name again? And you're like, you sure your name not John? So, I mean, it's crazy. That's why you got to be very careful of who you allow into your space, who you allow into your life, because I always say when people get into your mind, they can control you. When you, when they get into your heart, you have a better chance of, you know, getting them out of your heart than you do with getting them out of your mind. So be careful of your circle. Be careful of your surroundings, because let me tell you, don't get caught up in it. I'm just saying, don't get caught up in it. Well, for me, well, not for me. LSO, what is one thing you will never do again? Well, I put play wifey and play house. And the reason why I said that, because I did things as what a wife would and should do. And I wasn't married.
Right.
I played house and I wasn't married. And in that moment, I gave so much of myself to the other person and to the environment. And I did all of that, and I'm still single. No, no. We're not playing those games ever again. And I don't even like the term wife. I mean, I just used that term tonight, but I wasn't called a wifey. I really was a fiance, but even in that, to me, that's still quote unquote wifey, because we still play in house, and the house never been built. But anyway, y'all, we gotta play music. I'm trying to do real good now. I'm trying to get better at playing the music, but we're gonna play the music. We're gonna come back. We're gonna leave y'all with this question: do you accept feedback or constructive criticism? Don't go nowhere. We will be right back.
That you could hold me in your arms, try to forget it. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something to say, had something to you. Maybe feel so alone. Maybe it's driving me. Remember when we were kissing and the chills I used to get? Now it's just a vision. Oh, why you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you. Forgot I was stuck to you like glue. If only you knew what I go through. I hurt you enough. I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain. I am not like before. I have real feelings. Up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I ain't mean that. He's some sort of fuss. It's like apologizing. It's never enough. Oh, you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things, and I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still the same. But I'm still the same, still the same. I never have been to forever. You say things and things just become. understand that you are my everything, and that will never change. But you do pain, I am ashamed. Sometimes my heart fights with my brain. Baby, I'm sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I ain't mean that he's done start a fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. Everything, and I'm still the same, though it's hard to believe. I'm just going through some things, and I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still the same.
Say it again.
I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still the same.
Thank you.
Sunday morning. I just got some bad news. I gotta talk to my guy, 'cause this people I knew is black on black and white on black and boys in blue. What I gotta do? What I gotta do?
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Well, when we left off, I left y'all off with the question, do you accept feedback / constructive criticism? Well, in the group, we had a gentleman put, of course, but only from people I love and respect. A young lady, she put, each one teach one, and at the end of my circle, it, I think it should be say, it's tight, like that, period. So, Ms. K, do you accept feedback, constructive criticism, and if so, why and how?
I feedback, yeah, constructive criticism, often to me, it doesn't really seem beneficial. I mean, feedback, yes, constructive criticism, but think about it. It's to construct and then to tear down. So are you trying to build something? Because there should be criticism, construction.
But if it's constructive, that means it's helping to build you, not necessarily to tear down. Okay, Ms.
No,
K,
but criticism. Criticism. Sorry. My son's head is hurting him, so I'm trying to take care of that. But
okay.
To criticize means to tear down. So that's what I'm saying. To me, it's backwards.
No, I don't see criticizing as being tear down. Criticizing can also mean to build up or, you know, lay a foundation. So it all depends on,
but that's
you know, how you want to take it, but
that's why I call constructive, because they want to construct, they want to build it back up to construct it. Because criticism is to tear down. To construction.
So
is to,
if
to
that
build.
Be the case, then that means to build up what is torn down. So you're giving the information to help restore someone back to their original state and or a better state. So,
okay.
Again, tomato, tomato.
I mean,
now,
exactly.
LSO, do you accept feedback or and or constructive criticism? And I say yes to both. And that can be used as part of my foundation. A lot of times we tend to not see some things. And with someone giving you their feedback on something or constructive criticism on something, it enlightens you to something that you may have had blinders on to. And others tend to see inside certain situations, whereas I may have overlooked it. And I may have overlooked it for various reasons. You know, some of the reasons could be because I didn't want to see it because I wanted it to be just this. And I have my blinders on, and I'm not going to see nothing else other than. Okay, Miss Kay, what is that? All that noise?
Sorry.
You sound like you're drinking something, and I don't have nothing to drink.
You know what?
I'm just saying, I got up to get something else, but I didn't get anything and get any water. But feedback can actually be a positive thing. It doesn't have to be nothing negative, but it's also who you accept feedback from. Because not all feedback is going to be genuinely in your interest, in your best
mm-hmm.
interest.
Right.
So just be mindful right. of the feedback that you get, who you get it from, and make sure it's coming from a place of love and a place of concern and a place of happiness and not from a negative place. Because someone can be in their feelings or they can be going through something or they went through something similar of what you're going through now, and they give you all this negative energy in the name of mm-hmm. feedback, and it's fueling you, but it's fueling you in the wrong way. So just be mindful
mm-hmm.
whenever you're receiving information, because feedback is really just information. So whenever you're receiving information, be mindful of how you use that information, how to utilize it and entertain it in your
mm-hmm.
life.
Sure.
What would you rather throw away, love or money, and why? Well, a young lady, she put, money. Another young lady, money, because it's no joy in having money with no one to love and share it with. A gentleman said money, a young lady, she didn't know. Again, another young lady, I think realistically I throw away money sometimes and recover, so it is money. I'm a gentleman, money. A young lady, sometimes I'm already wasting it. Impulsive spending, not returning items, etc. Love wins. So, Miss K, what would you rather throw away, love or money?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Because that's an interesting one. Would I be throwing away my love or somebody else's love?
What would you rather throw away, love, if you have it from wherever, or if you're giving it, would you rather throw that away? Keep money, or would you rather just throw the money away? Like, you have money now and you just throw it away. You don't want it. You know, you have your basic needs or your necessities taken care of. You don't need no residual money. You don't need none of that. And you have all
the
love in the world.
I'll take the money.
Okay, why would you take the money?
Oh, because you could buy fake love. I mean...
You can buy fake love? Okay, so you're going to go out there and buy some like-a-like and make do with it and not be happy with that?
Yo, I'm just saying because, you know, in my past, the people that I felt I really did love and I did show love, it wasn't really reciprocal. And at the end of the day, you know, I questioned, like, whether they even loved me at all. So I don't know if they just, it was just feeding into my delusion because I don't really think they love me. So, I could get some love for a day and keep pushing.
Okay.
Love for a
well,
week.
That works
love
for you.
Love for a week. Give me love every, you know, love once every
give you
week,
love when
on
you
a Thursday.
Need it or when you... Or when you want
that's
it.
That's right. When I need it. That's right.
Okay, there you go.
And
when you need
pushing.
It, want it. It's right there. It's right on the shelf. Oh, I'm going to pull it.
That's right.
Oh, let me throw a little change right there. There you go. Cha-ching.
That's right.
Love comes down. Love comes down. And you put your hand in there, get your love out the machine.
That's right. That's right. Do a little something strange for some change. You know what I'm saying?
Take a look.
A little strange for some change.
All right. Okay. LS to the O. What would you rather throw away, love or money? And why? I would rather throw away money because in actuality, I throw money away in the literal sense quite often. You know, just like the person in the group, I spend frivolously. I buy stuff that I don't need. Or I have stuff, never take it back and return it. So that's money gone because now I have something I can't use. Or I buy multiple things. Like I like something and I'll buy it in every color knowing I don't need it. So I'm throwing that money away because I end up not wearing it, giving it away, throwing it away, or not using it. Money is easier to earn. So if it's that easy for me to earn the money, whereas I can be a stripper, I can go out and sell books or go out and, you know, sell stock, or I can go get a job. I can do anything to earn that money. There's many ways of earning the money, but there's not many ways to earn the love of a person. And it's not just earning the love of the person. I mean genuine love where you can feel it, where you can feel that love intention in a conversation, whether you're near or far, or they write you a letter and you see it and you feel that love in the letter. And you know this person makes your heart go beep, beep. So that's just me. It's harder to earn love than it is money. Well, this one is interesting.
For some, it's harder. For some, it's harder to earn money.
Well, I mean,
for a lot of
everyone
people, it's harder to
is individual. Well, it all depends.
Right.
But there's a various ways that you can earn money. Even if you was to rob somebody, not saying you should do that and not saying that robbing people is earning money, but is a possibility you will gain some form of money from doing so, or the items that they have, you can take it to the pawn shop and sell it, not condoning any of that.
Right.
But I think it's still easier to get money.
Okay, see, but that's your reality. For a lot of people, it's not. For a lot of people, let's look at that on a real spectrum, though, because you have the 1%, the wealthy 1% that has the majority of, they have more money than the lower 99 damn near percent.
And a lot of those people who have all that money do not have the love in their home. Trust me.
And
they have that pretend, they have that lustful type of love so that, you know, that other person can get the money that they have. So it's not, I don't think it's sincere love. But a text message came in. It says, throw away money. Love is so soulful. I so agree with you on that. And they do say money can buy you love, but I don't think money is really buying the love. I think it's just buying a like a lot or buying into the situation so that they can get what it is that they need. And then that's it. But tomato, tomato.
Right. I think at the end of the day, as long as I have my love for myself, because a lot of times
love
people
love.
But see, that's the thing. They look for love externally because they're not giving it to themselves. And they're looking for people to fill voids in them that they're not feeling within themselves.
But
so that's, you know, for me, that's
loving yourself. With loving yourself, you still should want to feel the love from another person. I don't know about anybody else. I love myself wholeheartedly. Even when I complain about something I don't like about myself, I still love it all the same. But it's different when I have the love of someone loving me and loving on me. That is so amazing. And
no, I'm not taking away from
it's totally different from me loving me. Because I can't love me the way someone else can love me. I can't love me the way my mom loved me. I can't love me the way my siblings loved me. Each one of those people have a different type of love for me. I can't love
for
me
absolutely
the way a man will love me.
Right. But it, but when I, what I'm saying is, in terms of when I was looking for love externally instead of giving it to myself, it was more of a need. Now that I've loved myself the way I know I need to love myself, it's more of a want. Now that I don't have it, I don't feel like I'm losing anything. I feel like it would be nice to have because I want it, but it's not a necessity because I didn't give love to myself.
Got it. Understood. A text message came in and
right
says, I love myself, all 220 pounds of me. All right, you go, love.
That's
every
right
single
that's right
inch. I even love my toenails that's about to be cut.
That's too much information.
I love every piece. Even I love all the hair on my head, even when I'm getting ready to go and cut it off because it's starting to get long again. Oh, my God.
That must be Jay.
But,
is that Jay?
Huh? Where?
Like,
No. That wasn't Jay. No, that wasn't Jay.
Oh. I'm about to say, Jay.
That's right. Love on yourself, ladies and gentlemen, because you're only going to get one you. And thank God for a lot of that. Because I thank God
that's
only
right
one me, because, Lord, if y'all had another
that's
me
true
on grace in this earth, watch your mouth now.
Please.
Watch your mouth, Miss Tay.
Two of them?
Okay.
It's bad enough she's talking to third person.
Whatever. Don't act like that. Okay, what talent would you want to possess if you could? A young lady said sing. A gentleman said playing multiple instruments. The young lady put sing while playing the piano. She said, my grandmother was an awesome vocalist, and I wish I had her talent. A gentleman put playing the drums, and a young lady put master of languages. Miss Hay, what talent would you like to possess if you could?
Be invisible.
Ooh, why is that?
I would love to be invisible because invisibility, you know, I know a lot of people say teleporting, but I want to be invisible. I just want to be like that fly.
If you was invisible, what would you do with that?
I would be a fly on the wall. I'd be getting like government secrets and being able to, you know, extort these people and get them out of office so that we could put some real people in office that really care about people, you know, be able to take money and fund shit.
So you're using being invisible for the betterment, not,
right,
you know, not like a creepy type of
type
of being invisible. Like you want to go into somebody's room.
I wouldn't mind looking at my
every now and again. You're a dabble
like,
in it.
You know,
you're a dabble in somebody's
pervert
room and see.
Allow my
the
my
voyeurism
pervert to sneak. Yeah, to sneak and watch because I love to watch. So I'll be like watching Michael B. Jordan like. Got to be more.
Mm. Don't stop,
you know,
eating.
Don't.
Oh, what you doing?
I don't.
Why are you invisible? Pop him on.
Just watch him in the shower.
Right.
Just watch him in the shower. Just watch him. Just get all like, soapy in the shower.
Let me see how you wash your balls.
That's right. Let me watch you wash all of it. Just wash it all. I'm just standing there like, ooh, damn, I wish I had some ice cream right now. So ice cream, just, you know, with the ice cream.
And why he doing it, pop him on his butt and watch him just jump up and turn around and look around.
Nope.
Like,
nope, I'm not going to disturb him. I'm going to just let him do his
thing.
Oh,
you're not going to disturb
because,
him. You're just
you know,
going to let it be what it is.
Yes, I am. You know, and think about eating some ice cream while I'm watching. Like, got to be more careful. Like, damn.
Ugh. Unbelievable. Well, listen, hey, shit happens.
Yeah.
Well, LSO, what talent would you like to possess if you could? I would like to know how to sing. I really was thinking about going to a coach to learn how to sing, because I know singing is somewhere in me. I don't know where exactly it is, but I believe it's somewhere in there, and it needs to come out. I also wish I played the saxophone or the alto sax. It's something sexy about those two instruments, how it just captures you and just how, well, not you per se, how it captures me and how it makes me feel. It can be confident. Mm-hmm. It can be erotic. It can be sensual. It's just so much about it. And I'm upset that when I was in high school, I didn't choose that instrument, either of those instruments. And the only reason why I didn't choose those instruments, because I was being lazy. Because I know we had to take the instruments home to practice. So I wanted the lightest instrument and the smallest instrument. I really wanted a harmonica. And my music teacher was like, no. So I went for the next best thing, which was the flute, which wasn't heavy.
Oh,
it came in three parts, either two or three parts. So it was very, very easy to assemble. But I really wish I played the saxophone. But I can only imagine if I played the saxophone, my brother probably would have had a fit. Because with me playing the flute, I would play the flute and my niece would tap dance in the house. And my brother was ready to kick both of us out the house. He'd say, Mom, make him stop. But I had to play. Excuse me, I had to practice. But the one great thing about playing the flute for graduation, I was able to play my flute for my graduating class. So that was very, very exciting for me. And then also, I would like to speak Russian, Italian, and Mandarin, because those languages is all around me. Those languages are all around me. And I like to know what's going on. I like to be able to, you know, respond back. And I don't necessarily want the people who speak those languages to know that I speak the language, but I just want to be able to understand what it is they're saying, and if I need to, I can respond back to them in that same language. That's all I want to do. But I used to speak fluent Spanish. That was when I was in high school, of course, because I had to. That was one of the courses. But I just let all of that go. So now I know the very generic, basic things about Spanish. So maybe I'll pick that back up, so at least I can have another language underneath my belt. Okay. If you could have a superpower, which one would you choose? Oh, wait a minute. I was supposed to have look for that question. Sorry, you're not my kind of girl. Okay, here we go.
Really?
Excuse me. We had a gentleman put reading minds so I can know what people really think and then avoid them. Another young lady for healing. Another young lady, super intelligence and wit to be able to get out of any situation. A gentleman, be in two places at one time. Another young lady, to see what are someone's true intentions, never be blindsided again. Miss K, if you had any superpower, which one would you choose?
Superpower. Well, you know, I already said invisible. I guess that the next one that I would choose would be teleportation, to be able to just teleport anywhere.
Oh, that's easy. You know. So you don't want to wait online. You don't want to fly. You don't want to do none of that.
Just be there. Be there.
Oh, you know, at times I think about that when traveling. When coming back from vacation, I'm like, I just want to be home. I don't feel like going through. I don't feel like packing these clothes back up. I don't feel like going through the airport. Don't want to cook. I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to be home. Just want to be home.
Let me teleport. I'm going to teleport into a bank safe. Teleport up.
Well, a young lady, she put a text message. She put reading minds so I know what he's thinking as he's fucking me. Oh. Okay, well, one way you can get that out is to ask him. He may or may not tell you the truth, but you never know.
Right.
But then again, do you really want to know that? Because what if he's thinking about somebody else while giving it to you?
That's true.
How would that change Would you stop? Would it hurt your feelings? You know, got to be mindful when you ask for stuff like that. That's like,
I don't want to know.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
You better be thinking about me, damn it. If
I don't care who you think about. You just better not tell me.
She said, because he goes for hours. Oh. So he could be thinking about me. Nah, just jokes. All jokes,
ooh,
everyone. This is just jokes. I'm just saying it because I know the person. I can say that. Well, that's good if you got a man who can go for hours, because, you know, some men, they get tired real quick. They get winded real quick. So if you got one that's doing it like that, enjoy it while you can. LSO, if you could have a superpower, which one would you choose? I would choose healing, curing diseases and viruses, because cancer is such a horrible, horrible, horrible disease. Dementia is Alzheimer's. Those are just horrible diseases. Like, for dementia and Alzheimer's, there's no cure for that. It's just the riding out the time and the deteriorating of the brain cells. Cancer, yes, cancer, they have treatment and, you know, they're survivors for many years, but then they still end up passing majority of the time from that particular cancer. So if I can get those under wrap, Oh, and by the way, she put, and stay hard after he comes. That right there is a great superpower. I think that's a superpower he has.
Mm-hmm. That is a superpower.
Y'all know we got to play some music, so we're going to leave y'all with this question. What would you change about yourself if you could? Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Uh-huh.
Everybody in your body, gotta put my hands on. Shorty, you can even be my baby mama, cause I really wanna break you, whoa, girl. And I'm gonna get you out of this trouble, girl, cause you will look better than your birthday suit. And I just wanna freak with you. It's your song, you gotta go. I'm trying to figure out a plan to get you in my hands. You're not a dime, you a diamond, shining. Thick thighs, pretty face, eyes that are blind you. I got money, a big house in Air City. I'm a king and I need a queen to share with me. I wanna make you laugh, bless you with that tongue bath. Me and you, we go together just like a pen and pad. Holding hands in the mall with my favorite girl. Don't even know your first name, but you deserve the world. You can get it all, don't you ever doubt me. I'm guaranteed to get you gone when you feel my mouthpiece.
I do.
changing my lips, exploring every body part. Let a thug protect your heart like a bodyguard. Back rubs and foot scrubs the whole night. We can tongue kiss the whole night, y'all mine. I'ma go places he won't go.
Right.
So take your clothes off and give me this show.
Cause you would look better in your birthday suit. And I just wanna freak with you. It's your soul. You got it going on.
Okay.
Everybody is in love.
No.
You want honey for sure.
Sure.
Gotta get you up out of them clothes.
Take them off. You've been missing. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening on to an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this Flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reed stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollerin', but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up, and girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt. But enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carried to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy. Her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that. I see the passion. We looking at each other. Her eyes slow dancing. She in control now. I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because some bedroom.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, when I left off, I left y'all with the question, what would you change about yourself if you could? Well, we had a young lady. She put, some days everything and other days not a damn thing. Gentlemen, how looking back is so comforting to me. Young lady, my apprehensive about my abilities. Another young lady, my procrastination in doing things for me. Another young lady, stop being so hard on myself. A gentleman, my heart, it made me put on a cape for people who later acted like I never did anything for them. But my heart is what makes me who I am. So I guess it's more change. I guess it's more change the people around me. Well, Miss Kay. What would you change about yourself if you could?
I think I'm going to go with what one person already said, to not be so hard on myself.
Why do you think you're so hard on yourself? Is it because you know your potential, or?
I know my potential. I know our potential, and it's an unrealistic expectation when I should achieve it.
Gotcha.
Right, because you know, achieving it is not necessarily in your time. It's in the time that it's meant to get to that time. So, a lot of times we feel we should be further along than where we are, and you know, it's going to happen in the time it's meant to happen.
Yeah, I truly agree with you, because I know I'm really hard on myself, and then it's like, stop it. You only can do what you can do,
right.
And you can only have control over what you only can do what you have control over. Things that are beyond my control, I need to let it go, because I have no control over it, such as why am I getting upset because it's raining outside? It's not like I can go out there and just stop, snap my fingers in the rain and stop, you know. So little things is that. So I'm working on that myself. LSO, what would you change about yourself if you could? Dealing with grief. I'm not good with dealing with grief at all. I grieve forever in a day. And then when I think I'm finished grieving, I begin grieving some more. So I will most definitely change that about myself, how to deal with grief, because I can't make it go away, so I have to learn how to deal with it. Okay. If you can trade lives with someone, who would it be and why? Well, a gentleman put my brother, because he's in heaven. Got to be better there than here. And a gentleman put, I wouldn't. I now know who I am, and more important, who I'm not. Well, all right. I received a message that said, well said. Thank you. Miss Kay, if you can trade lives with someone, who would it be and why?
If I could trade lives with someone?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know of anyone's life I've ever looked at and said I wanted to trade lives with.
Okay, well, that's fair. That summed that up rather quickly. Well, LSO, if you can trade lives with someone, who would it be and why? No one. I love being unapologetically me. I so love it. I don't want to trade lives with no one. The grass truly is not greener on the other side, because you never know. It can be fake grass. It can be painted on grass. It can be anything else. I'm going to stay on my side with the grass the way it is, and what needs to be changed, pull out the weeds and do whatever and go from there. I don't want none of that. She put amen to that, my love. Yes. I don't want nothing else that nobody else have, except for there's this knapsack that someone I've been friends with 100 years, and she said, she's like, Chucky, we're friends to the end. I would like that knapsack. So I would trade you nothing for the knapsack. Ta-da! See how that works? She's laughing at me. Okay, next question. If you could erase one event from your life, which one would you erase? Well, didn't we just do that? Or did I just give you the answer for that? Oh, no. A young lady, she put my brother's death because it crippled me mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Another gentleman put standing in front of a judge who's trying to take my freedom away, kind of self-explanatory. A gentleman put my mother passing. That was the hardest thing to happen in my life. It cut me deep. Another young lady, she put my grandmother passing away. And a gentleman, he put my mother passing. I see her face in the mirror. My dad passing. I hear his voice when I speak. Miss Ken, if you could erase one event from your life, what would you erase? Hello, Miss Kay.
I would say my grandmother's passing. My grandmother's passing.
Okay, we received when I was seven. I received a text. She put my mom deaf. It still hurts. Oh, you're gonna make me cry. I don't even know why I ask these questions sometimes. Because I have that on my list as well. I put the death of either parent. That pain is excruciating. Mm-hmm. Excruciating, yes. That's the word, excruciating.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to, I was looking for the next question. The next question is, when do you feel the most in control? I'm like, Okay, we had a young lady put dealing with my businesses, another young lady when I'm in love with myself. Miss K, someone else is actually writing now as we speak in reference to that. Miss K, when do you feel the most in control?
I have to say when I'm in love with myself. I totally agree.
Okay.
Because when you're in love with yourself, you're in a place of accepting yourself in totality.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there's nothing greater than being in a place where you're fully accepting of who you are. You know, where other people are beating themselves up. You're embracing the fact that you have flaws. You're embracing the fact that you may need to work on changing them. But at that point in time, it's okay. You have flaws. Everyone does. And it's all right.
And you have to know how to deal with it. Well, we had a gentleman, he put, when I'm speaking in front of an audience. Mm. Okay, Miss Alyssa, when do you feel the most in control? When I'm running LSO, because this is mine, all mine, M-I-N-E. I created this. And it's mine. It belongs to me. A text message came in. It says, when I'm on top. When you're on top, meaning like on top of him or on top of the world because you're handling your business. Which one is it? I'm quite sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to sum that up for her.
Ride the cowboy.
Whichever way you want, reverse or forward. What are your dreams and ambitions? Well, we had a gentleman put to be at peace with the rest of my life's decisions and actions. A young lady to be healthy, successful, and happy. A gentleman, when I grow up, I want to be blessed and protected in everything I do. I guess I just want to be me. And another gentleman, turning my life around and living the peaceful life I deserve. Miss K, what are your dreams and your ambitions?
My dream is to be able to teach and have a practice of helping people deal with their anxiety and depression and suicidal ideations to teach globally, whether it's via Zoom or whether it is to be able to travel to those places, to own land and have lots of property.
Yes. And it's not just having a house. You didn't say a house. You said own the land. Because on the land, you can put as many houses as you want.
Facts.
So I'm going to second that with you because I like that.
I want the land. And I want to learn how to kill them on the stock market. I have to learn.
You know, I did that in junior high school, but it didn't interest me. And now, again, these are things that was at my disposal, and I only took advantage of it as far as the time and the moment that I was in then, and I didn't carry it forth with me. And I was very good at that in junior high school, and I just let it go because it didn't interest me. So now I'm starting to hone in on things, whether it interests me or not. If it don't interest me, that's even more of a reason for me to pay attention to it because I'm going to need it later on as I continue to get older.
Right.
LSO, what are your dreams and ambitions? To be healthy and wealthy in all aspects of my life. To be the number one bookseller, to get the Booker Prize for Fiction Award, the National Book Award for Poetry, Amazon's bestseller. I like what Ms. Kay said, to own the land and put many houses on the land, to be able to build. You know, when I was younger, I had wanted to build a school for the misbehaved. And the reason why I wanted the misbehaved is because a lot of the misbehaved students are the smartest students ever. It's just that their behavior caused them to be, you know, anything else and for people to look at them negatively because their behavior is negative. But they are usually the smartest kids. They're brainiacs. So I wanted to build a school for them so that we can turn their negative behavior into something powerful and they can come out on top and not be a jailbird statistic or a depressed statistic or a homeless statistic. They can have a better statistic for themselves and their lives can be great. But of course we're going to get a couple of more songs, but we're going to leave y'all with this question. If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say to them? Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
As long as we're right here for you.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. When we left off, we left y'all with the question, if you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say? A young lady put, stop killing my people. A gentleman put, look, is this really love, peace, and happiness? Why are you allowing the suffering when it doesn't have to be this way? Another young lady, fix your face. A gentleman put, more head, less dead. Another young lady put, unity in this world. I think she would put unity in this world. Another young lady, love, not hate. Another young lady, take the shots. Another young lady, change the laws, get the wealthy out of office, and black people, let's unite and get our own shit. A gentleman put, to be as wicked as you are with the knowledge you can't take anything with you when you die, says a lot. Miss Kang, you had the world's attention for 30 seconds. What would you tell the world?
What I already said. get the wealthy out of government. Put people in there that are for the people, and to stop padding the pockets of people that don't need their pockets padded anymore. Get people who can be on board to create our own space and our own communities. I think I said one more. Okay. Oh, and make sure those people in those communities have their gun licenses. Oh, yeah. Get your guns.
Well, you know what? Well, the gun is for, you know, we're living on animal habitats. So
that's
animals
true.
Are running crazy right about now. They're like, this was my land first. This was my space first. Now you build all this stuff around me, and I can't find my home because you done dug it up and put something on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my home was right here when I left it. So now they coming at you like, oh, you know, before they used to run away from you. Now they walking up to you like, yo, what's good?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, you got this one. I'm going to go the other way.
Yes.
Tell us all.
Especially out here.
If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say? Well, I would say if you can hate and be racist because of the color of my skin, gender, education, religion, etc., imagine that same energy and love with that same criteria, what can happen and what can become of the world. If you're hating me for something I have no control over and or the things that I do have control over, what about if you was to exchange that energy for love? How much more will you get? How happy can you be? How happy can we be? How happy can the world be? A lot of things are just senseless, and it's senseless because people either, one, don't know, two, don't care to know, three, know but don't give a rat's ass. So, you know, they like it the way it is. They like inferior, superior. Or they like being on the top and seeing everybody else down on the bottom, or thinking everything is mine, instead of is enough in the world for it to be we, ours, us. But if they would just use that same energy just differently, it would be a better place. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How would your friends describe you? Well, we had a gentleman, he put loyal. Another young lady, she put loving but closed off, smart, methodical, but apprehensive.
Oh, methodical.
You know, sometimes I can't get the words out. Sound it out. Antisocial, love my friends. Another young lady, she's like, And then she put knowledgeable, loving, straight shooter, kind. That was Miss K, y'all, but I'm going to ask her again. Why? Because you're supposed to ask her again. A gentleman put loyal and trustworthy. They would say it's my greatest gift, but also my curse. Wow. You know, sometimes your greatest gifts can be a curse. It all depends on how you use it and what you get from it and what you put out there. So, Miss K, how would your friends describe you? How would your family describe you? Would your family describe you the same way as your friends?
Good question.
Daddy.
I don't know. I don't know if my family and my friends would describe me the same way. I mean, I think because every relationship is different, and I think you show different things in each relationship. I think, but for the most part, like, when I love you, I love you. And if I love you, I show you I love you. So.
You love me, Miss K?
I love you.
I love you, too. I love you, too. Woo, 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 woo.
That's right. And actually, I wasn't going to tell you, but you got something coming to you.
I got something coming to me, y'all. Y'all don't. I do. Okay, let me stop, because that's not nice. But I got something coming to me. Okay, LSO, how would your friends describe you? I would think, well, actually, I wouldn't think. I know they would say, I'm loving. Thank God is only one of me, because they have more than one of me. They would be like, God, this right here, one of them or a couple of them got to go. They would. I didn't know I had you to side with me. they would say that I'm funny, I'm caring, I'm adventurous, and they would ever want to be in my friendship. They forever want me to be friends with them and siblings with them. So, last question for this evening. How would you want to be remembered? Okay, we had a young lady put crazy, sexy, weird, and lovable. And she is so telling the truth. All of the above. Okay, your last question is, how would you want to be remembered? We had a gentleman for being raw, authentic, and genuine, unapologetic. Another gentleman, I could care less for real. I would be dead at that point. Another gentleman, I would like to be remembered as a caring person who would help anyone in need. A young lady, being a rich bitch, honest and loving. Okay. a young lady, I would like to be remembered as a loving person with boundaries. A gentleman, by the shenanigans, elephant, LMFAO. A young lady I loved authentically, and a gentleman becoming my higher self after my trials. Miss K, even though you answered in the group, maybe you have something else that you can add to it. A young lady, she put, best mom ever. You sure are. You are one of the greatest. Miss K, how would you want to be remembered?
Yeah, well, I mean, I put that I love authentically, and I think that's, to me, that's what matters most. I want anybody who's going to remember me, remember that I love them authentically, even whether we're friends or even if we're not. You know, that doesn't mean that I don't still love them. It just means that I love them from a distance. I could love you unconditionally,
well, you know what?
But love you from a distance.
Sometimes
but I did love you, and I do love you authentically. It's just, it might just be from a distance.
Which is fair. But some people sometimes may not know how to receive love either. So it may not be that you didn't give the love authentically. It could have been they may not have known how to receive the love that you was given because of maybe prior relationships or communication with the women in their family. You never know, because how we present something and interpret something may be totally different of how someone else is receiving it and internalizing it. So if you're giving it authentically, thank you. Greatly appreciate it, because I don't want no half-ass love. You got to give me the love the correct way, even in the right, even in the wrong, even in the indifferent. I want that same right. love to be all the same. Well, right. LSO, as we conclude for this evening,
how
would you want to be remembered? What happened?
Right, that's why. But that's what I was saying. I would want them to know that I love them authentically, whether they received it or not. I know what I gave in terms of my intention.
Well, there you go. Give it from the heart. The intention
mm-hmm.
was pure. You gave it authentically. Okay, LSO, we're going to bring it all in. How would you... we're going to stop with that noise. I'm trying to bring it in. I got to ask LSO a question.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
How would you like to be remembered? Well, well, well. That I would like to be remembered that I lived my life to my greatest potential, and I loved every bit of it. And know that I have no regrets. Even the mistakes I made, I don't regret them. Why? Because I learned from them. Even the things that I said no to that I should have said yes to, I don't regret it because apparently it wasn't meant for me in that moment. The things that the people who I let go out of my life, don't regret it at all. Thank you. You helped me to know what I don't want or what I will not tolerate going forward. So everything that happened to me in my life served a purpose. And at the time that it was happening to me in my life, I didn't know what that purpose was. But as I've gotten older, and I'm sure some of the things have not surfaced yet, as I continue to get older, all these things will surface and show, and some light will be shed on it, and I will know why certain things happen. And I have no regrets, not one iota. But as we bring our evening to a close, we want to give a shout out to some birthdays and some congratulations and anniversaries and all this good stuff. We want to say happy birthday, first cousin, Doreen, Shah, her real name is Shawnee, Shauna, George, Andre, Daryl, Delphine, Rodney Mann, Suzanne, Amanda, Cam Cam, Miss Cameron, happy, I think it would have been 67 years, my parents would have been, their anniversary would have been tomorrow, it would have been 67 years, because it was 62 years when my dad passed. So it would have been 67 years they have been married. Happy anniversary to Rodney Mann and, oh, my gosh, I lost his wife's name. Well, happy anniversary to the Manns. How about that one? Can't get it wrong there. Again, condolences to the Black lives that we've lost, whether we lost them senselessly or we lost them to the streets. Condolences to each and every one of them because this is really, really crazy. We're losing our sons. We're losing our daughters. We're losing our relatives at the hands of the police, and this has got to stop. There has to be a better way. Actually, there is a better way. We just haven't tuned in totally to what that better way is. Condolences to all those who may have lost a loved one during this time. Know that the lawlessers, you know, we embrace you. We're sending hugs. We're sending positive energy to each and every one of you because we know it's not easy. It's really, really not. I received the message, great show. Love you guys. We love you more. Thank you for listening and tuning in with us. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you to our essential workers, our frontliners, and our military. People think that we're free because we're free. No, we're free because the military is on that front line right there, making sure that we have the F-R-E-E and our freedom. Good night to you, sweetie. We love you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell for LSOMASK Squiggly D YouTube channel. Listen, there's some more information that's going to be put up real soon, so be on the lookout. Don't forget, LSO have new merchandise in our collection. I actually got some shirts printed. I only have 10. I have various sizes, very limited. sizes as well. Only got 10 just to put back in the collection so I can start selling them again. So if you're interested in a shirt, please reach out to me. M-A-S-K Squiggly D, presented by LSO, had another amazing event on April 23rd. It was called Freaknik OMG. It was hilarious as usual, and we had a great evening. Thank you to our sponsors, LSO, K Shepherd Enterprises, LLC, Love Wings, the T-Shirt Plug, Swag, Simple Luxuries by Tatiana. Thank you, you know, for being a sponsor and helping with the gifts. Everyone, if you're listening, if you want a gift, your gifts will be going out within the next week, no later than Saturday, I would say. I just have to get everything in perspective. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is so you can get a LSO Treat Show shout-out on your special day. And it don't necessarily have to be your birthday. It could be an anniversary. It could be a congratulatory. But just reach out to us and let us know, and we'll give you your shout-out. Miss K, what would you like to say to everyone this evening?
Miss K? I would like to say thank you. Thank you, everyone. I'm here. I just didn't want to make no noise, so I put myself on mute. But I'm here. Not again, yelled at about making noise. So I'm muting myself. Anyway, long and short, thank you, everyone. We're so happy to be here. We're happy to spend the night with you. Are we doing our hashtag yet? Or
no, not yet.
What are we doing? Okay.
Now,
so
that's it. You give your shout-outs with the hashtag is towards the end.
Okay.
Any
so,
other shout-outs you would
okay,
like to
so
give?
Okay, so my book, Authentically Rich, is still there. It's still an amazing book, especially if there's some healing and some cleaning up you want to do about your mental and emotional state. You can always reach out to me. We can always have dialogue about it. Quite a few people have bought it, so you can always, like, reach out to them, especially in the group. So my hashtag right now is Authentically Rich and Self-Love.
Okay. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. So just prepare yourself to spend some time with us every Monday night. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call and message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent artists and independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you like their music, be sure to let them know in the group. Let's support one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com, and you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy, you must come through my website in order to get an autographed copy of any of my merchandise. Order Soldier of Love merchandise at soldieroflove.clothing and follow him on Instagram at soldieroflove.clothing. Order Miss K book at KShepSFF.com, and the title of her book is called Authentically Rich. In closure for this evening, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continues to have a phenomenal Monday night ride. We hope that you've enjoyed this journey with us, and we have enlightened and strengthened you in every conversation and full transparency. We hope you have enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic, Random and Warranted. Shine some light on it. Saturday and Sunday began the last days in the last days bringing, excuse me, last days to bring in April 2021 to a closure. So happy last Monday of April 2021. I hope you had an amazing weekend as the weather showed some love to enjoy the outdoors. I hope you are living in your moment, because that's all that we have. We have our right now with the possibility of tomorrow, because tomorrow is not guaranteed to either of us. Continue loving on yourself for self-preservation, as we are deserving on purpose. Step into your greatness. It is waiting on you to make the first move. So what it may have taken days, months, and or even years, you have the right to your right now. So plant your seeds for success and go for it. Speak things into the atmosphere and look to yourself to manifest what's for you through God's grace and mercy. Now is to set yourself up for your greatness because you deserve it. Have your now. Enjoy your now. Bask in your now. Thrive in your purpose. Strive until you thrive. Create goals that are attainable within your timing. And be realistic about it, because when being realistic, it leaves no room for failure. Begin creating habits which transition into routines. Then you will begin to reap great rewards for a lifetime. It's the overall lifestyle change. Go at your pace. That only requires small steps in the direction you want to travel. Look in the mirror each and every day and embrace your highs and lows and tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself a powerful affirmation for the day, for that day, and walk in that affirmation. Learn to love yourself even with your visible flaws and battle wounds. Those are the scars that make you who you are today. There is more of you to come, so cherish those gems added to your crown. We are all the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. That should make you smile each and every day. Why? Because you are still a king or you are still a queen. With that said, as Soldier of Love says, live in the moment, and his hashtag is choose love always. Your approval is all that is needed. Stop looking to others to confirm or deny your next moves and step out on God's head first if necessary, pun intended. Live life to your best without hesitation or regrets. Why? Because you deserve it. Make your journey of life a magnificent one. Stop grumbling and complaining and start praying and praising. Stop worrying about what you don't have and start rejoicing in what you do have. This is your journey to travel, and sometimes you have to travel alone. But note, in traveling alone, know that God is always with you. Be the reason for your smile, and because smiling is contagious, be the reason someone else smiles too. It don't hurt, even with a mask on. Smile with your eyes. People see that. I know one day I was walking past an elder, and she just smiled to me and said good morning to me with her mask on. And out of respect, and I was a distance away from her, I took my mask off and smiled at her. You would have thought I gave that woman $1 million, because just that smile just brightened her day. Because these masks now is just covering up. It's not only covering up germs and everything. It's covering up how you greet someone, how you give someone some form of comfort. Every day is a gift to you, so do not take it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life. Stop looking to others to narrate your life stories. Why? Because you are enough. That's all you need. You don't need him, her, them, they. You don't need none of that. All you need is you, and believe in yourself. Elevate yourself. You are strong. You are great. You are needed. You are loved. LSO, Soldier of Love, and Ms. K would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out with us. Y'all could have been anywhere else, but you know what? You was here with us, and we greatly appreciate it. We invite you to continue on our radio journey, enjoying the ride each and every Monday night. And don't forget to pay it forward. Enjoy every day. Be safe. If it's God's will, we will talk to you next week. And just because the world is still on lockdown does not mean God has locked you out. Stay prayed up. Be careful and stay safe. LSO hashtag is my LSO journey, and hashtag love yourself organically. And again, Ms. K's hashtag is authentically rich, and hashtag self-preservation. Until next week, y'all, we love you. Take care. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Y'all have a good night. Love you all.